color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
He's a husband and a father, and we honor him especially on this Father's Day. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, we'll discuss the Revolutionary War with historian Nathaniel Philbrick. Then my friend Bill Steffen will discuss his combat vet dad. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. I want you to balance on one foot for 3 minutes, then balance on the other foot for 3 minutes. Do this while thinking patriotic thoughts. I'll be right back.
This hour of Front Lines of Freedom is brought to you by HelpVet.net. HelpVet.net is an online resource and information center dedicated to the welfare of those who have sacrificed for the freedoms, ideals, and morals we Americans hold dear to our hearts. At HelpVet.net, find information on benefit-related issues from education, healthcare, military pay, retirement, VA loans, and resources on education, finance, legal, health and wellness, the military life, moving and housing, travel and entertainment, and much, much more. Visit HelpVet.net, HelpVet.net.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Look like sheep and you'll be eaten by wolves. According to interviews done with armed robbers, you are far more likely to be targeted by criminals if you look weak and helpless. Carry yourself with pride and military bearing because many criminals can spot a soft target with one glance. Stay alert and aware of your surroundings. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. It's a pleasure to introduce the noted author and historian Nathaniel Philbrick. He's written about our Revolutionary War. His latest book, In the Hurricane's Eye, is clearly on that topic, and it showed an aspect of the war that I knew existed but didn't realize I didn't understand. I guess you're really a naval guy, Nathaniel, so should I say welcome aboard?
Yeah, that sounds appropriate for a guy who lives on Nantucket Island, yeah.
Okay, that works. Give us a little bit of your background into your history. How did you become interested in and involved in history in general, early history and naval history?
Yeah, well, you know, I grew up in that maritime center of the universe, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But when I was a kid, summering at my grandparents' place on Cape Cod, I learned how to sail. And for me, that was just transformative. I loved the sense of independence. I just, you know, loved being out on the water, the interaction with nature and all that. And I became a competitive small boat racer in college, and then when my wife and I turned 30, we had two little kids. My wife was a lawyer, and she had been working in Boston, but the commute to the house we owned outside Boston was driving both of us crazy. She got a job on Nantucket, and I was a huge fan of Moby Dick's at that point. That I've always regarded that novel as my personal Bible. And we, of course, were moving to what had been in the 19th century the whaling capital of the world,
yeah.
Nantucket. And so I became interested in the history of what was now my adopted home and would write my first work of history, A Way Offshore, A History of Nantucket. And that introduced me to the story.
He's a husband and a father, and we honor him especially on this Father's Day. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, we'll discuss the Revolutionary War with historian Nathaniel Philbrick. Then my friend Bill Steffen will discuss his combat vet dad. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. I want you to balance on one foot for 3 minutes, then balance on the other foot for 3 minutes. Do this while thinking patriotic thoughts. I'll be right back.
This hour of Front Lines of Freedom is brought to you by HelpVet.net. HelpVet.net is an online resource and information center dedicated to the welfare of those who have sacrificed for the freedoms, ideals, and morals we Americans hold dear to our hearts. At HelpVet.net, find information on benefit-related issues from education, healthcare, military pay, retirement, VA loans, and resources on education, finance, legal, health and wellness, the military life, moving and housing, travel and entertainment, and much, much more. Visit HelpVet.net, HelpVet.net.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Look like sheep and you'll be eaten by wolves. According to interviews done with armed robbers, you are far more likely to be targeted by criminals if you look weak and helpless. Carry yourself with pride and military bearing because many criminals can spot a soft target with one glance. Stay alert and aware of your surroundings. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. It's a pleasure to introduce the noted author and historian Nathaniel Philbrick. He's written about our Revolutionary War. His latest book, In the Hurricane's Eye, is clearly on that topic, and it showed an aspect of the war that I knew existed but didn't realize I didn't understand. I guess you're really a naval guy, Nathaniel, so should I say welcome aboard?
Yeah, that sounds appropriate for a guy who lives on Nantucket Island, yeah.
Okay, that works. Give us a little bit of your background into your history. How did you become interested in and involved in history in general, early history and naval history?
Yeah, well, you know, I grew up in that maritime center of the universe, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But when I was a kid, summering at my grandparents' place on Cape Cod, I learned how to sail. And for me, that was just transformative. I loved the sense of independence. I just, you know, loved being out on the water, the interaction with nature and all that. And I became a competitive small boat racer in college, and then when my wife and I turned 30, we had two.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host. I don't think it's the...
What?
I don't think it's on a good angle, the camera. I don't know. I can't tell because it's on my back. Anyway, some technical difficulties,
okay,
as usual. Anyway, Ruth Altamura Roll, host for Counselors Chat. I've got my master's in counseling, licensed professional counseling. I have a guest with me today, Stephen W. Roll, who has his master's in counseling. He's a licensed associate counselor, also nationally certified. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you. Quite a pleasure to be here again.
And Steve is also my husband, as you could tell.
Full disclosure.
You're a Roll, Stephen Roll, so husband. So we are a counseling family. Steve works for the VA in Bristol. It's a counseling center. Maybe
yes.
You could just share a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, vet centers work for the Bristol Vet Center, the Bucks County Vet Center. We are vet centers are counseling centers for war zone veterans and their families, and also any survivors of military sexual trauma. And I want to emphasize the family part, since that's what this our session is going to be about today. Is mostly the families in the military. So that is what we do. We are part of the Veterans Administration, but we are out in the communities. We're not in the hospitals. We're not medical at all. We don't do any kind of psychiatry or any kind of med management or anything like that. Strictly talk therapy.
So the other thing, too, is Steve is now joining my practice. So
yes.
I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
So doing that part-time. Obviously, his full-time job is with the VA.
Right, right.
And so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome to Counselor's Chat. Yeah. Welcome to my practice. if you want to go and find out a little bit more about what Steve can offer my practice, you could go on my website, which is altarollcounselor.com. So it's altaroll with two L's, counselor.com. So, as you mentioned, obviously Steve and I have talked. We do talk quite a bit. we are going to talk a little bit today about families, veteran families, and it is National Veteran Family Month. I understand that President Trump also made November National Veterans Month.
Yes,
and
all month.
All month, and of course, Monday was Veterans Day.
Yes.
And I actually had the opportunity to accompany Steve down to Washington, D.C. He was assigned a post down there. I'm just hoping to use a little military terms, to sort of patrol the area around the Vietnam Vet Wall, the World War II Monument,
right.
The Korean War Monument.
And around the Lincoln Memorial, and just in general on the National Mall between
right.
the Lincoln Memorial and in the area kind of around
right.
the Reflecting
Pool. A lot of people don't know that whole area; they've never
yeah.
been there. But so the only showing of any kind of VA, I will say, presence was the counseling center.
Right.
So maybe you could tell a little bit about the purpose of being there for Veterans
sure.
Day.
Well, one of the main initiatives that Secretary Wilkie has initiated along with the President is the elimination or certainly the drastic reduction or elimination of suicide amongst veterans. The 20 a day is where we're at right now. The studies have shown that of those 20, 14 have never had any contact or are not connected with the VA in any way, shape, or form. One of the purposes of our going down to Veterans Day ceremonies at the Vietnam Veterans Wall and on both Veterans Day and on Memorial Day is to raise awareness of the Vet Center program, to try and reach out to people who may not be reaching out to the VA themselves. So what I do is called outreach. I am the Veterans Outreach Program Specialist for the Bucks County Vet Center, and as such, I go on radio shows like this. But the purpose of our trip down to the mall is twofold. One is to, as I said, raise awareness. The other, we have a mobile, we take what's called a mobile vet center, which is basically a 38-foot motorhome that has two counseling spaces in it. And so if there are veterans or family members who are at the monuments who are on the mall for ceremonies, for services, for remembrances, and they get into a situation where they need some emotional help. We are there with counselors to help them out. Most of the people on my shift were counselors. I was the only outreach person. I think I was actually the only outreach person in both shifts of the mall. But that's what we do. So we were primarily counselors down there at the mall, and it's, as I said, raising awareness and also to make sure that that anyone who needs to speak to someone can.
And I know my experience also of going down with you, you know, and just walking there and walking around and, you know, yes, there are people that are having emotional experiences, people who talk about their fathers, their grandfathers, you know, who gave their lives, you know, World War II, in Korea, Vietnam, and also there are, you know, vets from Korea. Not many left from World War II.
Many. We saw a few.
A few. Did you?
We did. Yeah.
And a lot of people are at the Vietnam vet wall. A lot of people. They have actually had volunteers there doing rubbings of people's names on the wall. And you know, we're here to talk about family members, and there was a woman there. Really, she really impressed me, and she was a Gold Star wife. So her first husband, I think she said, died in Vietnam.
In Vietnam,
and then her second husband, she said, died of an Agent Orange.
The Agent Orange related illness of some sort.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I think it was a cancer of some sort.
Something like that.
I don't recall specifically.
And she was there to provide support, and she talked about all of the different things that she's involved in to support other families, how she herself had gone to lots of counseling at VA Counseling Center. And she was there. I was so impressed with a broom, and she was sweeping up the leaves and tidying up the memorial, and you know, her dedication to, I mean, she is not a service person.
No,
she's the wife
spouse.
Of. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're here to talk a little bit about families. Sorry. All right, that's going to happen. So, does the VA, your counseling center, do they work with families?
Sure. Yeah, I mean that's a big part of actually getting a lot of veterans into services is the family. Is a lot of times the family members are the impetus for getting for somebody getting help. Sometimes it's a threat, sometimes it's a cajole, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, please, you know, get some help. We love you. We want you to be part of our family and get some help. But we also see, you know, we see the families, so we'll do couples counseling. We do family counseling. We have in the past seen some children, adolescents, not generally really young kids, but adolescents and teenagers and such. As the issues in the family pertain to what the veteran is going through, we can see the family. So we don't do family counseling if they just want to come in, just the family's trying to come in, because it is veteran-centric. So we have to have the veteran at least for a couple of visits, at least for an initial visit. But after that, we encourage them to come, but if the veteran doesn't want to come, but the family needs to come, that's fine too. We also do bereavement counseling, so the families of any military service member who dies on active duty, whether it's in combat or whether it's a training accident or whether they just get hit by a car or whatever, anything like that, we do bereavement counseling for that as well. So we're very, very much involved with the family, and the VA has a couple different programs for the family members who are having difficulty getting their loved ones into treatment. So we'll talk about that maybe a little bit later, I guess.
Sure. Well, we need to take a little commercial break.
There you go.
And we'll be back with Stephen W. Roll, who is works for the VA and also is going to be joining my practice. And be back in just a moment. I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Well, welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's show. And as you can see, I've got a guest with me, Stephen W. Roll, also my husband, also a counselor who works at the VA in a counseling center.
Yep.
And he's joining my private practice, which is I'm really excited about. So we are actually here to talk about military families.
Right.
So what is the difference, would you say... putting you on the spot.
Okay.
Between a regular American family and a military family.
Okay. The military family really kind of exists in two worlds because there is obviously the military end of it, and then there is the civilian world, which does not necessarily understand the military side of things. You know, you and I have done presentations on military culture and such, and the culture is, there is definitely a cultural difference between the civilian side and the military side, and it's unfortunately, I think it's a growing gap between the military and the civilian end, because with an all-volunteer force, we don't have the draft like we did at one time, so not everybody serves right now. I think it's about 1% of the population is considered or veterans right now, so there's a huge gulf between the veteran and the military, military and the civilian community. And so the military families need to deal with separations, mostly. I mean, the biggest thing is the separation. While their loved one is deployed. And then, of course, there is the inevitable reunions when their loved ones come home, a year, 13 months, however long it is. It can vary. And so there is a there's a learning curve for the military member. So they have there are a lot of stressors on a military family, and when there are children involved, it's even a greater stress because the kids, especially if it's a career person. Kids are going to move around every 3 to 4 years. They're going to be in a different school. They're going to be with different people. There may be a school on base, depending on whether it's overseas post or not, or they could be, on the just on the regular economy. And they may have base housing. They may have an apartment or a house somewhere near the post, wherever they are. And kids are in school, and they make friends. And 2 years later, they're moving again, and then they make friends, or they don't make friends, and they, a lot of times they'll shut down. So that's where we come in. Basically, we the vet centers can also see active duty as well. So if there's any issues in that regard, we can do that. Plus, the military bases have all sorts of family assistance programs and family counseling. They'll do all that on base. That's available for the families, but we're also there. But people hear VA, they hear the Veterans Administration, they think veterans specifically,
right?
Which is basically what we do. But
it is more than that. It's veterans and their families.
Yeah.
Well, for those of you that may not know this, I am a member of a military family.
Basically,
my dad was World War II. My brother, also Marine, was in Desert Storm. And I married a Navy man who now works for the VA, obviously. And so the only experience that I could say that I had with a relative being actually deployed was my brother.
Right.
Only brother I have. And the experience for me, I ended up getting involved in things like USO and other family supports and shoebox thing where, you're sending,
Operation Shoebox.
And my mother and I would go to different support groups that were available to us and connected with other military families and... The anxiety over having my brother in an active, battle zone, military zone, the anxiety was very high. And it's much different if you say, yes, we live here in New Jersey and my child is going to, Northwestern University and, going to be halfway across country, or my child is in college and is doing a semester in England. It's very different because you're not thinking that you're sending your child into harm's way,
right?
And waiting for that possible, telegram.
Yeah, knock on the door, or the car pulls up, that kind of thing. And
it's living on edge. I think that alone makes a huge difference in family experience. Mm-hmm. I currently have two clients. One has a nephew that is deployed overseas, and one has a son that is deployed overseas. And so there's a lot of talk about the anxiety of that whole situation and how it affects the mother, how it affects the marriage, because it's the son, and or the daughter that is deployed, and so I've got, the mother. Right.
Yeah,
so I don't have a spouse. Yeah. I have, parents of.
Okay.
And, it really affects them.
Sure. Sure, it does, absolutely, and one thing that we deal with a lot in the counseling end of it is when the service member does come home, when it's their tour is over and whatever their experiences have been, but when they come home, there is we work with the families to try and make sure that they understand what the service member has gone through, at least to an extent. A lot of times there's an expectation that, okay, you're home, and everything's hunky-dory, and you know, you came back, and you're not, no wounds or anything like that. You survived, and maybe you were in a couple of firefights or what have you, or maybe you knew a couple guys that got killed or what have you, but you came back, and you're good. Most families will understand that their family member will need some time to decompress. They don't often understand how long that person needs, because it varies. So a lot of times there's an expectation. Well, okay, well you've been home a month, you've been home 2 weeks, you've been home a month, whatever. Now time to get going again. Let's get back with the routine and then there's also the flip side of that. So it's not just understanding where the military person's been. It's the flip side of that is the service member understanding where their spouse has been for the last 12, 13 months or whatever. They've been chief cook and bottle washer. They've been doing everything. They've been mom and dad. They've been, taxi driver. They've been everything for the kids if they got kids. They've done it all. And may have been tough at first, and by month 7 or 8 or 9, they're in a routine and they've got it down. And then here comes this person who hasn't been around for a year. And he or she is coming back into a situation that has changed since they've been deployed. And so there's a lot of stress on relationships at that point.
Sure.
Because you've taken on another role, and it's like, okay, well, I'm home now, and I'll do that again. Well, wait a minute. I've been doing this for a long time, so we do it this way. Well, we didn't do it that way when I left,
arguments.
And then you're at each other.
Yeah.
A lot of times, guys will come home to children that their wives were pregnant when they left. Yeah. And they come home to kids they've never met. So, yeah. This little baby is this big guy in his funny looking clothes, all these different green and tan stuff all over it, and he doesn't understand what that is, and the soldier or marine, whatever, he expects a different kind of greeting than he gets, something like that. So there's a whole lot of different variables involved in it. It's complicated.
It's complicated.
It's very complex.
Yeah, and to your point, all of a sudden mom or dad return home and roles have to switch. Yep. And sometimes what happens is now, I'm just going to use sort of a typical example, dad, who has been possibly giving orders, mm-hmm. Is now shouting out orders to to his wife, who is like, I'm not a military person and you're ordering me.
Yeah.
So there's a language barrier, I mm-hmm. think that also happens.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So it's somebody's been used to having people hop too, especially if they are a senior enlisted or an officer. They may have expectations or not even realize that their tone has to change, because you're not dealing with your junior enlisteds or your junior officers, right, or anything like that anymore. You're dealing with your family.
Mm-hmm.
But you're used to a certain response. And so, yeah, there's adjustments like crazy all over the place. It's tough. And then as we go with, 3, 4, 5, 6 deployments over a course of maybe, 6 deployments over a course of maybe 8 years, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of separation.
It's not the person that you originally married.
No. And every experience changes you a little bit. And that's just a general statement. That's, walking down the street here, I'm a different person than I was 5 minutes ago because I have that experience more.
Right, that's true.
So you take somebody and you put them in a combat situation, or you just put them in, just in a operating base, and they never actually go outside the wire, as they say. You're talking about, right, inside the wire is on the base, outside the wire is anywhere else. They never go out. They never go. They don't deploy. They don't go on convoy. They don't do anything there, administrative there, whatever. But you see the stuff that comes in. You can see the vehicles that come in all banged up. You see, you can see blood spattered tires or whatever, inside the vehicles. It's everything changes you. Everything changes you a little bit. And sometimes, and some people, it changes more than other people. Yeah. It varies. And a lot of that, as we're finding out, a lot of it depends on your experiences growing up as well. It's not just what happens now. It's what happened then, compounded by what happens now.
Right. That's true.
So
we need to take another little commercial break. I'm here with Steve W. Roll. He's a outreach specialist at the VA and also a licensed associate counselor joining my practice, my husband. And I'm Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat with a small practice here in Flemington, which I will share a little bit when we return from these commercials.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. As you see, I'm having microphone issues. Anyway, I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. I've got my master's in counseling. I'm a licensed professional counselor, nationally certified as a counselor. I have a private practice here in Flemington. This is my 20th year now in practice. And you can find out a little bit more about what I do by visiting me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.com, not net.com, and that's altaroll with two L's, counselor, O-R.com. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. If you'd like to make an appointment with me or with my guest, Stephen Roll, he is now available for seeing clients, and you can also follow me on Counselor's Chat, Ruth Altamura Roll Counselor on Facebook. I am on LinkedIn, and we're still working at getting Steve set up on some things, but he is now part of the Altarole Counselor .com, so he is on that page, and I think he's also in Psychology Today,
yes.
So you can look him up there, find out a little bit more about his experience and background, and I'm really excited about having you be part of my practice, and I think that's an exciting thing.
Yeah, I'm excited about starting.
So we are actually talking about military families, as it is Military Family Awareness. I'm not sure if it's awareness, but it's Military Family Month. As well as Veterans Month,
right?
As well as Monday was
Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's really appropriate to talk about military families. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we hear a lot about post-traumatic stress, mm-hmm. and I know that we tend to associate post-traumatic stress with military specifically.
Yeah.
However, it's much broader than
sure.
that.
Sure.
But when you've got someone who, you know, has been in theater, as they say, and returns mm-hmm. and has seen body parts and mangled humanity mm-hmm. and destruction, and now are suffering from post-traumatic stress,
right.
how does that affect the family?
Well, it affects the family in however it affects the service member, basically. If the service member has been... because everybody responds to what they see differently. Not everyone who is in combat will get post-traumatic stress, and not everybody who has post-traumatic stress has been in combat. There are secondary stresses. There's, you know, all kinds of things. So, you know, the people that we see are people who have served mostly in a combat theater, whether they actually were in combat or not, because a lot of times, as I was mentioning in the last segment, a lot of times you'll have people that are primarily administrative or possibly medical personnel who never leave the base, what you call the FOB or the forward operating bases. They'll never go outside the wire. They'll never actually go out on a patrol or anything like that. But vehicles will come back in, and they'll be maybe in a firefight. They've got bullet holes. They've got damage, blood stains, what have you. A lot of times we get secondary trauma that way. You know, it's that you didn't actually experience this, but
right.
you've witnessed the outcome fight that
right.
somebody else had. And so, you know, depending on your prior experiences, that will traumatize you. And so the military person, the service member, will then carry that home with them, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. And so they will or they can respond in a variety of different ways that can be disconcerting to family members. In the vet center, we've had veterans who patrol, is what we call it. They get up 3:00 in the morning. They're up like every 3 hours. They get up, they walk around the house, they look out the windows, they sleep with a weapon under their pillow because it's just what they've done for the last year, that last deployment, the deployment before that, whatever, that just makes them comfortable. That's where they're at right now. So they'll have a sidearm or something like that underneath their pillow or next to the bed or under the bed or whatever. They can be short-tempered. They can be easily startled. Sometimes if they're asleep and their kids want to jump on dad or mom or whatever, and you're sleeping on the couch or whatever, jump on them, and that's, you know, they'll start, and because it's something that you know they're keyed up, they're still keyed up, and it doesn't go away right away. So there's a lot of behaviors that the service member will have that will affect the family members negatively. So we work with the families to help the families understand where the service member is coming from, and also to help the service member have an understanding where the family members are coming from and understanding of where they're of what's going on with themselves, so that they can develop some coping skills to deal with the anxiety, to deal with the depression, to deal with the feelings of insecurity, that you have, the stereotypical "I always sit in the corner" kind of thing with my back to the wall because I have to observe, and don't sneak up behind me and tap me on the shoulder because, you know, or I dive for cover if I hear a car backfire or a balloon pop or something like that. That's stereotypical, but it's typical. Right. Yeah, I mean, there's a reason that, right. that those are, these are considered stereotypes because they happen.
Right. And then, of course, there's the addition of alcoholism and other addictions because of post-traumatic stress.
Sure. Yeah. So, self-medication.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's just numb. Sometimes it's easier to be numb than to deal with some of the other stresses and strains that you know, right. the anxiety, the depression. I'd rather not feel anything.
Right.
You know, that
kind of
thing.
So now not only do you have your spouse is a changed person from, you know, mm-hmm. their experience, they're suffering from post-traumatic stress and alcoholism or addiction.
Right.
And they're just definitely not the person who got on that bus.
Yep.
You know.
And what I will say is that, and a lot of times the service members are resistant to therapy because that's, you know, traditionally there's still stigma against counseling, against therapy, psychotherapy, and so a lot of people, especially men, are resistant to, and the vast majority of veterans, of course, are men. I think we're about 13% right now female in the military, which, you know, and there's a significant portion of women that have post-traumatic stress as well. Doesn't discriminate.
No.
So there are programs that the VA has that that will inform the family members how to get help for their service member. There's a program called Coaching Into Care, which I have a brochure here for it. I'll hold it up. Looks like that. It's called Coaching Into Care, and what this does is there's two aspects to this program. One is that it helps the family understand what's going on in the service member's life post deployment. The second is that it gives the family members tips and some support on how to get their family member into counseling, things that they can say and do without threatening divorce, you know, because that's commonly, a lot of times it's, you know, I hate to say it, but that's how it goes. It's like, you know, this is the last straw, you either go to counseling or I'm gone. You know, and I'm taking the kids, and I'm taking the house, and I'm taking the car, and everything's gone, and you're going to, you know, you can, good luck finding a box to sleep in because it's all mine. And that's a lot of times what happens. It's the threat that gets them into counseling.
Right.
But we have these programs that are available, and lots of others. There's a ton of other programs that are out there. VA.gov has all sorts of resources. PTSD.va.gov has all sorts of resources for anyone who's dealing with post-traumatic stress, whether it's military or whether it's first responder or whether it's just you were in a car crash and you're having difficulty dealing with it. It's the resources that have been developed by the VA are free to anyone. You don't have to be just military.
And I can imagine also the struggle when you have a service member return home who has lost a leg, lost an arm,
sure.
Have, you know, some traumatic brain injury, and really, you know, is
mm-hmm.
severely handicapped.
Sure. I mean, there are a lot of organizations out there, too. I can't really tout any of them, but everyone sees the TV commercials for different organizations, Tunnel to Towers, Warriors, Travis Manion, all kinds of different organizations out there that deal with that. As far as a lot of communities that are building tiny homes for homeless veterans, there are a lot of organizations that are now actively working on retrofitting homes with ramps. Okay, we do that in the VA anyway. That if you need a ramp or any kind of accessible materials, you know, you can get a ramp, you can get a stair lift, you can get things like that through the VA. But also, if you need an adapted home, Habitat for Humanity does that.
Right,
build adapted homes. There are a lot of different organizations that do that. You just have to keep your ear to the ground and look for them.
And, you know, I'm just going to refer back to my own personal experience with my brother. Sure. When he came home from Desert Storm, he had a really hard time sleeping.
Yeah.
And his main issue with sleep, with not being able to sleep, is he did not have his weapon
right
next to him.
That's what I'm saying.
As a bedmate.
Sure.
And so it took him a long time to adjust, readjust, because that's readjustment
right.
counseling.
We are readjustment counseling is what we do.
And as you know, Steve, and as I know, as my brother does have some post-traumatic stress from his experience, and
he knows it too.
He does, and he's had a little counseling through the VA, but has not really, I think, hasn't really addressed it to.
I don't know.
You know,
he's a Marine. That's the you know.
He's a Marine, and I'm going to say my experience of my brother is he had one time. Not that he doesn't have a great sense of humor, but he doesn't laugh as much as he used to, and he doesn't. He's not as even though my brother's generous. He just feels more shut down for me.
Okay. Well, you would know.
Yeah, from what he was, he just. You know, he seems different. And, of course, my sister-in-law talks about, you know, him still not getting good night's sleeps and sometimes getting up and having dreams and that kind of stuff.
Happens.
And yeah, so I know. And so, you know, I love my brother. I've got concern for him.
Sure.
I'm proud of him, and I'm sad that he's had that.
Yeah.
That consequence.
Yeah. And there's no, you know, there's no cure for PTSD. It sounds so depressing, but it doesn't have to be. It's something that's going to stay with you, but you learn, and that's the skills that we teach.
Right, coping skills.
You learn the coping skills. We put the tools in your toolbox, and then you,
right.
You know, we'll help you to teach you how to use them. That's what we're all about.
Believe it or not, we're at the end of our show, so if people want to get in touch with a VA counseling center, how do they do that?
Well, you can just go to, the easiest thing is to for one that's local to you would be you go to www.vetcenter.va.gov or www.va.gov and look for a hyperlink on there for locations, and that'll take you to an interactive map.
And there's about 300 locations?
300 vet centers nationwide.
Specifically for counseling.
Specifically for counseling war zone vets and their families. Then there's all the outpatient clinics, the medical clinics, the hospitals, all of that, outstations and things that we have that are available for for all veterans, basically, especially if you're service-connected. If you have any kind of a service-connected issue, hearing loss or whatever.
Right.
You can go to any one of these medical facilities who also have counseling centers
right.
as well.
So, well, thank you very much, Steve.
It's my pleasure.
I always love having you on the show. And as I said, Steve has now joined my practice.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone is interested in meeting with Steve, please, you know, you can give my phone a call, my office, 908-237-2899. You can follow Steve and I on altarolcounselor.com. That's altarol, LLOR, .com, not .net. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat. You can see some of the past shows. They're also on the website. And again, thank you very much, Steve,
for
your service as a veteran and for your service working for the VA. And I know he's very dedicated to what he does. It's, you know, very, very proud
it's
of
a passion.
That work. It is a passion. It is a passion. So I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat, and I wish you all good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led